This month, the days start getting longer and the weather starts getting a little warmer, so it's got me feeling energized. Let's maximize our month with our monthly guide. Today on CityCast Las Vegas, I'm with publisher of The List.Vegas, Andrew Corrali, and we're going to break down March in the Valley. It's Monday, March 4th. I'm Sarah Lohman, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. Andrew, can I tell you, last month I did something on your suggestion.
Oh, actually, you did? Okay.
Yeah. I went to go see Dita Von Teese's show here in Las Vegas at the Horseshoe. Yes.
Nice. What'd you think?
I was genuinely astonished. It was so awesome, Andrew. It really felt like it's the most Vegas thing to be on the Strip since like 1972.
Amen.
It feels like one of those old school like reviews. You know, it's showgirls too. So there was like such athletic dancing. And then it was also burlesque and men performing burlesque too. Like,
yeah.
It blew my mind. What about you?
Yeah, I really loved it. I'm glad you enjoyed it too. And the diversity of bodies.
Yes.
And you know, types of dance and the costuming. Yeah, I was actually really pleasantly surprised because when you walk into the showroom, it's a little bit, you know, it's just an old showroom.
And
it's kind of, you know, a little bit janky, but the show just outshines it and you forget about it. And there's a lot of love in the execution of that show. So I'm so glad you enjoyed it. Yeah, but definitely recommendable.
Okay, I could go on. It was hilarious and beautiful and like just like exhilarating. Speaking of dancing, Andrew, you told me in January that your New Year's resolution was to get moving more and hopefully through dance. How is that
through
going?
The power of dance. Yeah. I've actually been holding to that resolution fairly well. I've actually developed an obsession with a local DJ who I recently saw and I've been a fan of for a minute, but haven't checked him out in a while. So finally had a chance on a recent Friday at the Huntridge Tavern. One of my favorite local DJs with the mysterious name of Night Weapons. And he is this local DJ. He's been around for a minute. And he's basically like a sentient tattoo. I mean, he's tattooed from like head to toe. Oh. So he's got this very intense rock and roll look with the, you know, the rock and roll mullet. Anyway, he's got this collection of rare synthy post-punk, sleazy Italo disco and goth music that you cannot hear anywhere else. And, you know, in this modern age when you can kind of access, you know, anything through streaming services and music is, you know, on demand at any time, anywhere. That's actually not true. And he actually has this vinyl collection that you can't hear anywhere else. And it kind of feels special to seek him out and find him. And when he's playing music, you just get your groove on. I was there at the Huntridge with a bunch of greasy, lurching goths drinking cheap beer, you know, swooning in unison to these goth synth tunes coming out. Anyway, in March, he's playing at a bunch of places because he's really becoming in demand. He's doing like Thursdays at Velveteen Rabbit on Main Street.
Oh, wow.
Sundays at the Garden near the Arts Factory, and then select dates at Corduroy on Fremont Street. So highly recommend him to get your groove on and check out some really obscure, strange, beautiful synth music.
You know, I've never been to the Huntridge, but that's not the vibe that I pictured. I didn't picture them to be the kind of place to have a DJ. I thought it was more of a dive bar.
That's what exactly. That's what it was. I mean, like the Huntridge is basically like an aquarium crossed with an ashtray. And it's just, So 1010 would recommend and would get Black Lung again. So you have to like when I got home at 1 a.m., I had to strip down all my clothes outside the door because you are just suffused with smoke. Yeah, it's like full on coal miner stuff.
It's like the 90s. It's like what I remember when I would go to shows in high school and just come home reeking of cigarette smoke.
And so some of these other places are a bit more high toned and you know a bit more like Velveteen is sort of posh and hip, and Corduroy is kind of slick and well designed. So but the Huntridge was just this random one off dive place. I'm like, what is he doing here? Had to go check it out and totally enjoyed it.
Did you mentioned you were going to go cut a rug in the back room at the Griffin? Did you get to do that?
Not again lately, but another spot that I've hit that I've had a lot of fun at is the Sunday house music brunches at 18 Bin. And ooh. I mean, these are just legendary at this point. They go from like 10 to 5 every Sunday. They get a whole slate of hot DJs, endless mimosas, people just abandoning, you know, all self-awareness and just, you know, grooving their butts off. So that's another cool spot to dance and get your mimosa on.
It sounds like church in a different way. Just your own kind of church. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also great for us olds because we're home by 5, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So enough mimosas, you will definitely get a religious feeling. So churchy,
ooh.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So we're also, this month we're heading towards the spring equinox, with which I am like a big seasonal depression person, so I'm loving the sunlight. Spring equinox is March 19th. So like, I don't know, is there somewhere in the valley that's like giving off springtime vibes for you?
Oh, so many places. And I'm kind of thinking on two different levels. When you talk about the equinox, like specifically in terms of like, you know, our distance to our angle to the sun and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
There's a really cool spot in Ferguson's downtown called Rooted Lounge. And every month they do a different sound bath ceremony that honors the sort of state of the celestial bodies, like moon events. And I just checked their website and they don't have anything slated for March yet, but I am like 99% sure they're going to do something. And I've been to a couple of these and they're super cool. They take over the kind of the courtyard in Ferguson's. And they bring out these gongs and these singing bowls.
I've seen
bowls.
It on Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've never
super
done
cool.
a sound bath either.
It's actually super relaxing. You don't, you know, even if you're not like, you know, into the woo-woo, it's still just very zen. You bring your yoga mat, you chill out. And so, yeah, it's super fun. And then beyond that, there are, you know, so many opportunities to get out during March before it gets hot. And so that's always, so March for me is the time to kind of like, get in the outdoorsy stuff before it turns into, you know, hell oven on earth.
Yes.
So a bunch of cool festivals and things going on. There's a cool beer festival called Brews Best at the Lawn at downtown Summerlin, which is super fun. And that's March 16th. Another thing on my radar too, and you guys did an episode on it, is the Ice Age Fossil State Park in North Las Vegas.
I haven't been up there yet either. I got so much to do this March.
Yeah, yeah. So that's on my radar to check out before it gets too hot, because apparently you can do some hiking and, you know, see my ancestor, the giant sloth. A lot of cool paleontological history. And then one other thing on my radar that I've been to in several years and always had fun is the Tacos and Tamales Festival at Desert Breeze Park, a two-day event. Yeah, March 23rd through the 24th. And we just get a bunch of friends, just spread out on the grass, and then just, you know, just feast, completely, you know, in complete embarrassing fashion on tacos and tamales. Cool festival.
I mean, one of the things that I do here in Vegas is I subscribe to like all the Instagrams for all the parks and all of their newsletters.
Yeah.
And I'm out here in Henderson, like right by the Wetlands Park, and they do so much cool stuff there. Like I took a printmaking class there that I really enjoyed. It's just nice. Yeah. I come from a visual arts background and it's nice to like use that part of my brain again, you know? And then I've also done the Beaver Walk, which does start at 5 in the morning. Maybe it's a little later this month because sunrise isn't quite that early.
Wow. So you saw beavers?
Okay. We didn't see beavers. We saw some fresh, wet beaver footprints, which was pretty cute.
You saw circumstantial evidence of beavers.
Of beavers. And they looked so perfect, I thought they were fake. I don't know. Right. Like, the group was big, so it feels like the beavers probably heard us coming. But it was still a really cool experience. Like, basically, you're in the wetlands before dawn. There's snacks. They do a presentation on beavers. Like, I had a great time, you know? All those events are usually, like, $5.
Right on. And speaking of plants, another thing on my radar, too, if you're thinking of spring flowers and spring planting is twice a year the Springs Preserve does this huge plant sale.
I just put that on my calendar. Want a mesquite tree. I want a barrel cactus, but one of the ones with the pink thorns. I don't remember the date on that though. That's why I put it in my calendar. It's like end of the month.
March 23rd. Yeah.
March 23rd.
And another cool thing about this too is that it's a great place to just get all your weird, obsessive plant questions answered.
Totally.
And because there are so many, there's a plethora of just plant experts just kind of hanging out. So definitely recommend that if you're, you know, looking to sort of freshen up your garden.
Yes, they also partner with a native plants organization there too. So if you want to like do some native plantings that don't need a ton of care, I highly recommend that as well. That's what I'm trying to do with my backyard. I put a lot of seeds in. We'll see what happens. I'm in that phase where I'm just watering dirt at the moment and throwing my hopes and prayers towards the earth.
Dirt needs love too.
Dirt needs love too. Andrew, is there anything you're really looking forward to this month?
Yes, I have two ferocious recommendations. And we're talking about them now on March 4th because tickets go fast for these things and they're super popular and wild. The first one, and they're kind of different. One is kind of obscure and one is like super popular. But I've been obsessed with this new show that's going on. It's called Who Knows? And it takes place at 11:30 at night on Tuesdays at Vegas Theater Company. It is this like surreal, zany, late night variety show that is just this like chaotic montage of fringy sketches that just kind of go off the rails. Grace Lusk, she's an entertainer who's worked on the Strip. She's kind of the mastermind behind it. And I've seen everything there from like skits about like malfunctioning futuristic sex robots to striptease, comedy juggling acts to... really strange meta kind of postmodern stand-up comedy.
So it changes week to week, like the whole show or just parts of the show?
Everyone is different. Wow. And they have a lot of audio humor because they have this crazy sound system that can change voices and everything. But it's kind of like this really obsessive underground thing, but tickets go really fast. And that's going to be Tuesday nights throughout March at the Vegas Theater Company. Definitely worth checking out. Yeah. And another one I always recommend that people see, it's kind of one of those, you know, must do Vegas things, is go see the David Perico Pop Strings Orchestra. They play usually about once a month at Myron's in the Smith Center. But listen, as soon as they list these shows, the tickets just fly disappear off the shelves. Yeah. And so get the tickets, you know, as soon as you hear this, because it is a sort of riot of compound adjectives. It's just like face blasting, big band, jazz explosion, must see. Dave Perico is an amazing musician himself, but great front man. But it's just a great night. Myron's, it's intimate, beautiful venue, just a great sound. So yeah, tickets go fast. So I would definitely recommend grabbing those because it's a sort of a quintessential Vegas experience.
All right. Well, let's talk sports because, you know, you and me, every time we get together, we're just like sports, 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 right?
We're sports in it.
Yeah. So Super Bowl over, but now we're into March Madness and Las Vegans are really into March Madness. So like what's going on? How are people going to celebrate?
Yeah. Well, you know, every hotel casino, both off and on the Strip, is packaging their March Madness thing with, you know, drink specials and dinner specials and stuff like that. But I have like one spot that I actually really have developed a sort of outsized fondness for. And this is it's out of my sort of comfort zone until I discovered it. It's at what I think is one of the most underrated Strip hotels, and that is the Sahara.
I agree with that, honestly.
Yeah, there's so much good stuff going on at the Sahara. But there is this place in there. It's called Chicky and Pete's. And it's kind of like a sports bar on steroids. They have this, you know, of course, the sort of panopticon wall of screens where you can see all kinds of different sports going on and just revel in the ADD of it all. You know, and plus they have this menu that's kind of like Hash House a go-go meets like
dripping in, you know, cheeses and sauces.
Yeah, it's just gigantic, rich, greasy, hypertension-inducing food. But it's actually got like a really cool atmosphere, great service, a great beer menu. So I will probably do some of my sports watching there. And I saw they popped on Eventbrite. And their ticket price is kind of weird because it's like $300. But that's actually just, you know, like for a group of people for like a food credit. So there's no ticket entry. You're just like sort of like
you can just go
pre-buying. Yeah, it's like a debit card of calories. So that's
like a minimum spend.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, Sahara, you know, with Bazaar Meat, you know, Bala, you know, good restaurants.
Free
Chicken Pete's kind of is in that.
Monorail access.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything you could ever want.
Yeah. So Sahara's on my radar.
I had to admit, like, I'm not a big basketball fan. The competition I'm really sort of focused on this month is the Academy Awards are also happening here in March.
Right. It's a good opportunity to leave the house and, you know, go find some of these Oscar movies. And you were mentioning to me that you had a secret spot.
I don't know if it's a secret spot.
It was secret to me.
I've been really like Vogue, former co-host of CityCast Las Vegas. We're not bitter rivals. We're very good friends. She has been wanting to see American Fiction for like months. And we looked like back in January, I think, and it wasn't playing anywhere here. We actually went to see Poor Things, which, you know, I was awesome. I think Vogue thought it was like, I think Vogue wanted to know why I took her to such a fucked up movie, but I had a really great time and we had an amazing conversation afterwards. And also, weird hot tip, we went to see it in Red Rock and we went to like the, I don't remember the name of the restaurant, but it's like they're kind of diner restaurants. There's a bakery case in the front and it has the pastelis de nata that are mentioned in the movies. So we both got one and ate it with gusto, just like in Poor Things. So finally, since American Fiction has been, you know, nominated for an Academy Award, it's playing at one theater in Las Vegas, and that's Suncoast.
That is
so we're
wild.
Heading, yeah, just one. I couldn't believe it. So like nowhere in Henderson. So Vogue wins again. We're going to her side of town. Where have you been seeing some of these nominated films?
Well, mostly at home, but I do enjoy catching a flick when I want to experience life outside the home entertainment bubble at the Beverly Theater.
Of course.
And, you know, they're going to be popping hard on the radar in March because they'll be celebrating their first anniversary with a kind of a weekend of festivities. And the thing I love about the Beverly is whoever is programming the films there has a great sense of, you know, like properly blending the crowd pleasers.
A total mix. Yeah,
the crowd pleasers,
classics,
the cult classics, and then the serious, you know, like substantive art thing, you know, art films.
Oh, that's Kip Kelly does the
programming. Kudos to him, because it's a great mix. And, you know, I'll go and you know, consider seeing movies that I've seen a million times would be like, but just to see it at the Beverly, because they got the killer concession stand, right? You can get the Columbay coffee cans. You could, you know, get a beer, you know, the popcorn's on point. They got all kinds of wacky candy. So yeah, you can.
Is that how you say it? I always said La Colombe, but is it Columbay?
Oh, you're probably right. I was trying to be legit.
Listen, you can make that shit sound as fancy as you want.
I threw an
Add that flourish. Add that flourish, Andrew. This is your life to live.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll throw accents on everything, gay. But the Beverly has just got, you know, it's a nice new theater. They got you know, jazz on the weekends at the Segway. It's like a nice multi-purpose Swiss Army venue. And but one movie that I'm actually I want to see that I've only seen available there. It's taking place March 8th through the 14th. It's a very serious film, but what a troubling premise. And it's called Zone of Interest, and it's basically about Rudolf Hess, who was kind of like the boss of Auschwitz.
But apparently
he, like, they built this beautiful house like right next door to the death camp that had a beautiful garden,
Jesus.
And they raised their children under these idyllic familial circumstances. So it is to study in, you know, a contrast of horror and, you know, domestic bliss. So it sounds completely, you know, wrenching and compelling. So that's on my radar.
Sociopaths are real. Oh,
yeah.
Actually, speaking of it, I also follow the Beverly on Instagram because it does like just keep me up with like what's coming out, what's interesting. Mm-hmm. And that's the first place I heard of May December, which you can see on Netflix now. And a lot of people say was snubbed for the Academy Awards. I mean, a really hard film, but I haven't stopped thinking about it since I saw it, you know?
Yeah, I still haven't seen it yet. So that's another one that I need to bust out my punch card on.
It's a shorter one, but strap in to be depressed. So actually, let's end with a little joy. We are coming to the end of brumation for our beloved desert tortoise population. And we've got a friendly little betting pool happening at CityCast of when Mojave Max will emerge this year. Do you want to put in a date and time for Mojave Max?
I guess I would say, March 9th at 9:40 a.m.
So okay. Write it down.
Figure
producer
I sound
Layla.
more authoritative, the more specific I am.
That's absolutely how authority works. Well, thank you for this conversation, Andrew. I will see you out and about.
All right. Looking forward to it, Sarah. Thanks again for all the recommendations and conversations.
Same. Thank you. that's all for today here in CityCast Las Vegas. If you love spending this time with our show, planning out the ultimate march, the best way to support us right now is by joining our membership program. Head over to lasvegas.citycast.fm for all the details, and we'll also have that link in the show notes for you. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Take care.
But I'm just glad you used the word brumation, because I feel like, you know, yeah, when it's just a more fun word to say than hibernation, and very specifically different too.
And that's how I that's how I sound authoritative, by being specific.
There you go.